This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, September 18th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Churches across China's central province of Henan have been forced to replace the Ten Commandments with President Xi Jinping's quotes amid pressure from the government, reports Bitter Winter magazine. The biblical commandments given to Moses, which include, "You shall have no other gods before me," have been replaced with quotes from the communist Chinese leader. Because disobeying the orders is seen as opposing the Communist Party, some three-self churches have been shut down for not implementing the rule, reports the Christian Post. On August 28th, Iran reportedly imprisoned a business owner for a 3 to 6 month sentence for the crime of selling the Bible in his bookshop, reports the Christian Post. Mustafa Rahimi, a bookseller from the Kurdish town of Bukhan, was sentenced by the Bukhan Public Revolutionary Court. Yesterday, House Democrats held the first impeachment hearing of President Donald Trump in the Judiciary Committee, where their sole witness was former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, reports the Associated Press. Lewandowski, a devoted friend and supporter of President Trump, followed White House orders not to discuss conversations with the president beyond what was already public in former special counsel Robert Mueller's report. Republican Congressman Tom McClintock of California was appalled by the Democrat majority's insistence in even holding an impeachment hearing.
We're watching the crux of the majority's case. It's that the president asked you to suggest to the attorney general that he should say the president is being treated unfairly and had done nothing wrong. Is that essentially the accusation against you?
It seems to be, yes, sir.
I think the record's pretty clear. The president was being treated unfairly and he had done nothing wrong. Yet it's upon this pretext that the Democrats feel justified to invoke impeachment. The solemn power reserved to the Congress for treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors, that's the power to nullify the constitutional election of the President of the United States, a decision made by the American people. Does that sound like an abuse of power in this case to you?
It does.
For more than 3 years now, our nation has been torn apart by this monstrous lie that the President of the United States was a willing agent of a hostile foreign power. I'd like to ask you, where do you think this whole lie of Russian collusion started?
This began at the highest levels of the government and was perpetrated through the intelligence community to come up with a narrative of why Hillary Clinton lost the campaign as opposed to the real narrative of why Donald Trump won the campaign.
School districts are debating what position to take after New York City announced that 1.1 million public school students could skip classes without penalties to join the global youth climate strikes this Friday, the New York Times reports. It comes as no surprise that the Bible-rejecting denomination, Presbyterian Church USA, has a congregation in Binghamton, New York, United Presbyterian, that decided to host a pagan sculpture on their property, reports the Christian Post. Sadly, it welcomed a 15-foot-tall totem sculpture known as the Skiavatovit, which depicts the four-headed Pan-Slavic god Perun, associated with war and divination. On Mount Sinai, God clearly revealed the second commandment in Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5, which declares, "You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." And finally, many Canadians have no idea that late-term abortions on preborn babies in the 7th to 9th month are perfectly legal in Canada, reports Preborn, a pro-life Canadian group. Beyond 24 weeks, the preborn baby is viable outside the mother's womb. When the Canadian Supreme Court struck down the old abortion law in 1988, all the justices agreed that the state has a compelling interest in defending the unborn, especially after the second trimester. After 30 years with no law in Canada, a debate on abortion in Parliament is long overdue. That's why the Protection of Preborn Children Act has been proposed to end late-term abortion in Canada after the 24th week of pregnancy. People's Party of Canada candidates Paul Mitchell and Laura Lynn Thompson are the bill's advocates. Isaiah 59, verse 7, describes today's Canadian political embrace of baby murder, Their feet run to evil, and they hasten to shed innocent blood. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, September 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.